Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you have clothes and other items you'd like to donate to charity, there's a new scheme to enable you to do that without even having to leave your house. Mark Sweeney is Donated Goods Strategy Manager for Oxfam. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Right, so explain how it works.
So, you go onto our website, which is www.oxfamireland.org, or you ring a free phone number, which is 1800-062-062, and you order a bag. The bag will then be sent out to your house, free of charge. You receive it in an envelope, you open it up. Bag is a really good size, it holds about 10 kg of clothes, which for visual, it's the same as the suitcase you bring or try and bring onto an Aer Lingus flight.
Indeed,
yes.
Yeah. It
is a good size.
In fact, if it was a Ryanair flight, you'd be getting fined for that one.
You wouldn't get it on a Ryanair flight,
okay,
definitely
that's
not.
That's massive. Yeah.
And so you fill up that bag with clothes, shoes, handbags, backpacks, belts, any accessories, books, anything that you would donate to a charity shop normally. You seal up the bag. There's a QR code on the back of the bag. You scan that. That'll bring you to Unpost's return portal. And you put in your details on that portal. And Unpost will either come to your house and collect the bag directly from you. Or if you live close to a post office, you can drop it into the post office as well.
Right. Okay. And then when you posted the bag back, where does the bag go to?
So the bag comes back to Oxfam. It actually comes back to our sorting here in Ringsend in Dublin. Then we will sort everything that's in the bag. Look, obviously, go through the quality. Whatever can be sold will be redistributed out through the network of Oxfam shops around the country. Whatever can't be will be recycled. And that's it. It's as simple as it sounds. Why we tried to do it was we always looked at the barriers to why people can't donate. And one of those barriers was I can't get parking outside a charity shop. I don't live near a charity shop. I live in an apartment block. I live in the countryside. This gets around all that. Mm. It basically means all you have to do is order the bag, fill the bag. And everybody probably has a bag sitting in the bottom of a wardrobe or in a spare room.
Or in the boot of the car,
in the boot
case.
Of the car, yeah. That they plan on donating, which is fantastic, but just can't get the time to do it. And that's where this comes in.
And I assume that there are limits on what clothes you can contribute. I mean, you're not underwear or socks or any of that kind of stuff.
We like to say good quality. I mean, we leave it up to discretion. We have an FAQ on our website that kind of outlines it. We want to encourage people just to give up what they're not using, okay, and in a responsible way. And we like to make the decision on what can be resold and what can't be resold. All we ask is that they're clean.
Yes.
we will make a decision then. And if it can be recycled, we will pass it back on through the chain to be recycled. But we will make every effort to resell whatever we can resell to raise funds.
Okay, and when you see say recycled, what does that mean?
So in Ireland, textile recycling is I won't say grey area. There are different types of textile recycling. There are collectors who will collect textile from textile banks around the country and maybe export it for sorting. And I don't know where it goes after that. We have collector graders who will collect it and maybe split it into autumn, winter, spring, summer, give it a bit of a division, and then it'll be exported for resale. And then where charities normally deal with is called a collector grader sorter or sorter grader, where they grade the textile. So when they will collect the textile from charity shops that is, you know, not suitable for sale in the shops. They will resort it into up to 250 different categories that will include insulation, flocking for vehicles, ragging for oil wells, and for resale on further markets as well. So that's all part of the system, but it's the most responsible way. Obviously, we have a problem with overproduction of textile, which leads to overconsumption. But, you know, it's trying to encourage people to do the right behaviours. Donating is a start. Everybody can donate. Not everybody might feel comfortable buying secondhand to go back, but some people, you know, it's the start of a journey for them.
Yeah, and but in no instances is the actual textile then turned into different clothes.
Not within Ireland. Within Ireland. I mean, there's a lot of research being done worldwide around fibre to fibre recycling and chemical recycling. It's at very early stages, to be honest with you, and I think it will advance. There's a lot of investment going into it. But it's quite a costly system.
Yes,
And also the environmental impact of actually recycling fibres that aren't made up of proper composition. Like, to recycle a fibre, it has to be a certain composition of cotton versus polyester and all the other wonderful things that some companies
put in. Yeah, and the environmental impact of that might be worse in the end. So it's used for things like insulation and what are the things did you mention there?
Well, worldwide, textile can be used for a number of things. Textile, yes, it can be used for insulation. It can be used for ragging. So instead of producing rags to clean up oil spills and clean up chemical spills and different spills, old rags can be used. There is a company in Ireland, actually, that recycle old bedding and turn it back into the raw material for bedding. They're down in Longford. Certec, I think, is the name of the company. And then there's amazing projects that happen in Europe where clothes is turned into furniture, where clothes is turned into road aggregate for repairing roads, which I think we could do it in this country sometimes. And you can break it down, especially high polyester contents where sometimes it's essentially plastics.
Yeah.
Especially the fast fashion stuff. That can be, you know, there is technology there that can be done.
Yeah. Is this scheme a trial scheme or is this going to be a permanent thing, Mark?
We're running a pilot.
Yeah.
But it's been a very successful pilot so far. I hope that it will run continually because we've seen there's a great appetite for it. And I think making that donation easy part, people will really respond to that.
Yeah, and the bags themselves, what are they made out of?
They're 50% sugarcane, I think, but they're fully closed loop, as we like to say. The bag itself is fully recyclable.
Yeah.
So when you send the bag back to us, it means we can recycle the bag actually with the company that make the bag.
All right, great. 50% sugarcane.
Sugarcane.
Okay, later on, secretly, I'll give it a lick.
Give it a lick.
Mark, thanks a million for coming into us
today.
Thanks
a million, Sean. Thanks for having us.
There was Mark Sweeney there, the donated goods strategy manager for Oxfam.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power, Peloton.